T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For us, just so you guys know, and we spent a lot of time on this yesterday talking about the injuries across the board. There were a lot of guys who were questionable. This is what we know, and at least D-Led is reporting this as well, that it looks like Mike Drake, London, obviously, our quarterback Michael Penix, all of these guys, and Kyle Pitts, even though they're full participants today, okay, including Darnell Mooney, hamstring. But it feels like, and it looks like, as D-Led was reporting, that these guys are going to be good to go. So Penix, Drake London, and Pitts. But everybody we've been talking about, Tyler Algier, full participant today, along with Penix and Pitts and London and Mooney. So that's good news. The guys that did not participate, this ain't good news. Billy Bowman, Storm Norton, Casey Washington.
And Mark Grimondi reporting that Bowman and Washington, along with Zach Harrison, are definitely out for Sunday.
Not good news.
So we were looking for some more help on the defense, especially, you know, if you're looking for somebody to kind of cover that, you know, I don't know, what's become this Bermuda Triangle, the space behind the defensive line, and before you get to where the corners are kind of laying back. Now, we play more man than anybody. We're playing a lot of man. But we've got to get some pressure on the down line. Everything gets complimentary. Setting the edge when they run the ball. They'll still be able to run the football despite not having Ramondre Stevenson. Carl said they got another great running back. They got a couple of guys they called up. And you got Drake May, who's killing it. Drake May is having a great year. So we need. I really miss Billy Bowman, but let's hope that Jalen Walker could have an impact in this game. How about that?
It'd be nice. It really would be. I mean, this would be a great game for somebody to have an explosion, Mike. And when I say that, multiple pressures, couple
Pierce,
of sacks.
Yeah, Pierce,
yeah,
right?
Either one of those guys. I mean, hell, I'd take it from Leonard Floyd at this point, right? I mean, it doesn't matter where it comes from, but this is one of those games we're going to need some additional pressure. So some key guys out, but we kind of knew that maybe going into this week. And certainly as the week has worked itself, we now know on Friday that at least the quarterback's going to be out there. Drake's going to be out there. That's a big deal, guys. You saw the absence of Drake and what it meant to this offense. And certainly Mooney. I think that's another big plus. This hamstring, I don't know what that is. I mean, as far as like 60, 70, 80%, I don't know where he's at.
Well, that's just it. I mean, you know, I could use a guy like Ray Mc, never mind. But yeah, you're a little thin. And this is another game. If Penix can get the ball to Kyle Pitts, Pitts can come to the rescue. Pitts can be your secret sauce. He can be, Carl, your red zone savior. But they got to figure it out. They got to get the ball in his hands, and Penix has to see him.
Yes, they do. More on the Falcons coming up, guys. Our picks of the week are on the way in about 10 minutes. Stay there for that. But right now, we got to get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Let's start with Lamar last night, Mike. 28-6, they beat the Dolphins. Lamar was 18-23, 204 yards, 4 touchdowns. Efficient. Derrick Henry, 19 carries for $119. And then today, the Dolphins fired Chris Greer, saying they have mutually agreed to part ways. I don't believe it, but either way, that is what they're saying. So the general manager has been fired. The head coach is going to stay on at least to the end of the season. Can I hear Lamar talking about taking the ping pong tables out of the locker room? Because this was a big deal. Mike brought it up in Guy Talk, I think, maybe 2 weeks ago. And we all thought this was Harbaugh.
Nope.
Apparently, it came from the quarterback.
I told Kaniko, our head equipment guy, I told him to take all the games and ping pong, turn the TVs off. If we could have took the TVs out, they would have been out too. But I appreciate Mr. Steve for putting that in there for us, you know. But, yeah, we had to focus. I wouldn't say people don't take the job serious, don't get me wrong, but, like, I didn't feel like it was the time for that. You know, we got a lot of work to do.
Talking about Steve Bisciotti, the owner of Ravens. I'm Mr. Steve. But, yeah, I love it, man. That's where I asked Coach about, you know, a leadership council on our team, you know, and we heard that there are some guys, and guys did speak up, some of the guys we perceive as leaders.
Yep.
We got that from Caden Ellis on Wednesday. You'll hear that conversation later in the show. But how about that? Let's take out some of the distractions, even if it's as simple as things that you see in locker rooms all over the NFL.
It's big, man, coming from the quarterback. And again, you know what? It worked because they won. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters. They got to stack dubs. What about what Mike McDaniel had to say after last night's loss?
That was that self-inflicted wounds that we've been putting such an emphasis on, you know, all things related to our operation, and in a critical fourth and one where the – you know, we were pretty fired up about the defensive look. It was what we were calling the play for, and that's flat out a controllable that our team knows that keeps you from winning. So I rate at nothing but our self-inflicted wound.
So yeah, bro.
It was fourth and one. They get called for a penalty. He tries to kick the field goal. They miss the field goal. And he goes off on the sidelines. You see him dropping F-bombs, doing all those things. That's right. What the moment that he's talking about. And they completely lost all the momentum. They should have punched it in and scored. They didn't, and that's what he's talking about.
Field goal. Then, of course, second series after you get a three and out. So you're feeling good. It's 3-0, get a three and out. And then they fumble. Tua hits his receiver. He coughs it right up. Ravens take it and immediately get a touchdown. It's a short field. Then that missed field goal. I mean, just bad day. I don't know what Mike McDaniel has on Stephen Ross. Photos of him with farm animals. I don't know, Carl. But, I mean, you know, Greer's a guy that had nine lives and kind of danced between the raindrops down there for years, and it was about time. But our good buddy down there that covers the Dolphins was telling us about, you know, Ross just likes him.
Mm.
And he's going to let him finish out the season, which makes no sense on any level, unless because he's the play call, they don't feel confident in somebody else calling these plays that aren't working anyway. Our buddy Armando Salguero was telling us about that last year.
Here is Tua, who said they had a heartfelt conversation in the locker room.
We had a pretty heartfelt conversation in there after the game. After that conversation, you know, I feel like guys are going to go away. They're going to do what they need to do. But when we come back on Monday, you know, we're ready to work.
We will see. They got us. That's what I know. Two of those wins, one of them is us. It's Dukes and Bell.
And that's what's got everybody fired up today. Just real
absolutely.
Quick. I mean, because you can't help but get into comparative scores. Did the coaching staff send the wrong message? Did the players, did human nature creep into it? You just got your butts whipped by San Francisco. You felt you could just simply roll the footballs out against the Dolphins. It's still an NFL team. That's weak, especially when you throw on top of that what we talked about earlier with Zach Robinson. Like, the Dolphins broke it down. It was so simple that Zach couldn't figure it out as far as what the defensive looks were. That's weak.
It is. It's more frustrating than anything. Fourth and One's brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Travis Hunter's placed on IR. He suffered a knee injury in practice on Thursday. So what has been his impact? We love the kid. His energy is infectious, but he's not really had an impact. When you talk about offensively, and this is the problem I've had when you want to play both ways in the NFL,
right.
Be great at one thing. He can be, I think, a great corner, Mike. If you want him to play wide receiver, then allow him to be good at that. But they're trying to do all the things, and now he's going to miss some time. But we'll see what happens. He, by the way, has 28 catches for 298 yards and a touchdown this season.
It's so disappointing because local young man, everybody had the highest hopes. You and I spent so much time pre-draft talking about it. That's a no-brainer. And then how are you going to find the imagination to use it? And that's why so many old – remember you and I said these old fart scouts, they're scared of their own shadow. They're afraid of a two-way player. And, yeah, so far, I mean, it's only one season. But unlike a quarterback, you expect a guy like Travis Hunter to hit the ground running. And if we're honest, a big nothing burger.
It has been. Meanwhile, we asked Caden Ellis this week here on Dukes and Bell – about his concerns about stopping the Patriots' run game. Now, again, we said we know that Stevenson's not going to play. To me, it means nothing. But listen to what Caden Ellis said this week to us about their run game.
Yeah, you know Mike Vrabel. Since he's been in Tennessee here, like, let's run downhill, baby. Come on. Like, that's what they are. That's what they've done. That's how we got Tennessee to some AFC championships. And it's one of the major factors that he's got this team rolling right now. You know, I watch every one of their games that I can with my little brother on the team. I've watched him a lot. And, you know, Drake May's playing great. And he's a great player. But, man, they got that run game going. And it opens up a lot. So, you know, we've put on what we put on film. You know, last week, it really wasn't the 49er runs that hurt us. It wasn't the first down, downhill, second and short, downhill runs that got us in the 49ers game. We did a pretty good job putting that down. Really, it was like second and long or third and long. All of a sudden, they run it at us, and we don't knock it down for the 4 or 5 that you're supposed to, right? They got 7, 8, 9 on
it. Now it's third and short.
And so that's where a lot of the yards came last week. So that's something that we have to address. We have to look at, all right, if teams are willing on second and long or third and long to just run the ball and say, hey, we think we can get them here. You know, obviously not very many teams do that in the NFL because statistically you want to throw the ball and get your, you know, these quarterbacks that make all this money and the receivers that make all this money. Let's go get them open and complete this first down. So that's something we've got to look at. We've got to continue to be good on normal rundowns like we were last week. But then we have to make sure that we're dialed and ready to go. All right, they might throw it here on second and long. They might run it. We got to be able to cover both.
You know, a healthy Troy Andersen with Cade Nellis is a nice linebacker core. You know, Devon Diablo,
sure,
who they went and got kind of pretty much, whether they're going to admit it or not, knowing Troy Andersen's not going to see the field this year, and that's the end of his Falcon career, for all intents and purposes, and how what an impact Devon Diablo had. Ulbrich, during the week, said that he thought D'Angelo Malone could do some of the things I asked Coach about. He kind of raised his eyes like, that's not happening. But Ronnie Harrison will get in there sooner, Carl, it sounds like, at linebacker. And they'll also ask Caden to do some of the things that JD was asked to do.
Yeah, we saw Ronnie Harrison. We didn't know. Maybe you weren't paying attention as much. But Coach said you'll probably see more of him. And so he played last week, and he just said to us, you'll see more of him, you know, on Sunday. And I think, Mike, they're just trying to figure that out. Like, again, the problem becomes Devine, you didn't have to pull him off the field.
No.
Now you're guessing what Caden just mentioned. Second and long, do I put my guy out there who might be able to cover? Okay, we might not be as strong against the run. Or to put my run stopper out there who's not. Now I'm guessing. And that's the difference of having a guy like Devine out there.
And how are we going to get the personnel out there? What kind of personnel does New England? You know, we talked about it. Josh McDaniels, maybe not a head coach. Great offensive mind, Carl. He may have some abilities for Drake May to get early in the count. Oh, okay. Pivot, change up, and they're going to go attack it, depending on the personnel. You know, the other thing about this, and we said, I had a guy, I think he went to high school, JD, and he's like, you guys are picking. I'm just, we didn't mean to make it sound personal, but a lot of the plays when JD Bertrand was on the field, you can't miss him, Carl, because he's got the concussion padding on the helmet. So it's kind of like, oh, it's
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know, he's conspicuous, right? Not inconspicuous. You could tell where he was on the field.
Yeah, no doubt. You know,
like, there's Dark Helmet. There's a play going for yards after the catch.
Let's hope that not only he plays better, JD, overall. Again, it wasn't a terrible game, but it wasn't certainly his best effort. But he's got to play better. But I'm with Caden on this. You got to be able to stop the run.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.